my name's Abby. So I work in the communities team at the Eden Project, and my job role is content coordinator. So what that means is I help create materials to help people do positive things where they live in their communities. So they might want to start a community project, they might want to run an event, or they might just want to do something to make people smile and get to know their neighbours a little bit better. So it's mainly physical resources we produce, so things like leaflets, games, literally all sorts of things, different tools. So a typical day really would be, we would be working on a couple of projects at a time usually. So we start with a big brainstorming session usually. So we look at the audience, the budget, what we want to achieve through what we're producing. So we look at different ideas. So I spend some time usually doing some research, getting together a mood board perhaps, and then starting to draft some of the content and thinking about formats. So it might be encouraging someone to get involved in a big lunch. So that's an event where they have lunch with their neighbours and get to know the people who live on their street. So we might produce invitations that they can use to hand out, posters, like games cards of things that they could do. So we decide on a format, and then I would start writing the content for that. So I would sometimes go out to the wider team saying, have you got any ideas, things that you've seen that work really well or really good examples of this? And then, yeah, I'll just produce a brief for the designer and then work with them to produce the assets. So it's usually a lot of back and forth, sharing with wider team, checking it'll work, and yeah, producing lots of nice things really, and then they'll get signed off and go to print and then distributed to the people in their communities. I love how creative I can be in my job, so I like coming up with lots of different ideas. Eden Project is quite innovative, so they like new ideas and different ways of doing things or different ways of engaging people. So rather than lots of maybe text in a leaflet, it might be a more fun game to get someone talking about something. So a difficult aspect of my job, perhaps, that I have to wait around on some people. You are sort of project managing it. So you're working with the designer, so you have to wait until that's done, but then you'll need to go to other people and check they're happy with it. So it's a lot of coordinating and relying on other people. So it can be sometimes a bit difficult when you want to get something done quickly, or you've got a really good idea in your head, but you have to involve all these other people as well to get to what you want to do. I don't think there was that many things in particular they were looking for, so it's quite a junior position. I think it was mainly creativity that they were looking for, someone that could come up with ideas and quite confident in talking to the team and just gathering things and working with a designer. So I come from a creative background, so I did fashion photography at Falmouth University. So that involved working in teams to produce imagery. So it involved planning the photo shoot, getting everyone together on set, and then producing an outcome. So I think, some of that I still do in my job today, which is really nice. From university, I wasn't really sure exactly what I wanted to do. I knew that I didn't want to be a photographer though. And having studied fashion photography, I loved the whole world of it, but I didn't actually want to be the one on set taking the photos. So I interned, so I got some experience at different photography agencies in London. So I worked as a producer, and that basically meant helping plan the photo shoots and being on set to get everything together, make sure the client was happy, and we produced work. So I sort of saw the whole thing from idea, we want to do this, to the final outcome. And I really enjoyed that process. So that guided me more to where I am today. I definitely enjoy working at a computer, which I do a lot of the time. Yeah, enjoy using programs and writing as well. I've always enjoyed English and visuals. So I like photography. I did art at school. and tried all different things out, drawing, textiles, but photography was the one that I enjoyed the most and seemed to do best at as well. So that was really good. I worked in London after interning there for 8 months, but I really didn't enjoy the London lifestyle at all. I enjoyed my job, but coming from Falmouth, seaside, and the relaxed lifestyle, I found it quite a change suddenly being in London. So I wasn't really sure what to do because I quite enjoyed my job, but the place wasn't for me. So I actually ended up moving back home for a while to my parents' house in Birmingham and started my own business before my job at Eden. And it was a bit of a little career change for that stage of my life. So it was a food business. I just saw a gap in the market basically and started cooking it from my parents' kitchen and selling it at food fairs, festivals, online. And yeah, it did really, really well, but it took a lot more time and money than I thought to get to the place that I wanted it to be. And in the end, I decided I really enjoyed this journey. I've learned loads, but I think I want to, settle back into more of a desk job. I didn't want to spend my days cooking in the kitchen. It was a lot of hard work on top of everything else you need to do when you're running a business. And I also knew I really wanted to come back to Cornwall. So yeah, I went to university here and I just fell in love with it.